On the line today is someone who's going to give us some good perspective on a couple of topics that are top of mind for Vikings fans. Joining us on the line is Ross Tucker. You can find him on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter. Ross is from Pennsylvania, went to Princeton, played offensive line in the NFL from 01 to 07. Now, though, you can catch his work on The Athletic. He's a host on Sirius NFL Radio. He also has a pretty cool network of podcasts that are fun to listen to. There's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Then there's the Fantasy Feast Podcast, the Business of Sports Podcast, the College Draft Podcast, and the Even Money Podcast. So lots of ways to hear from Ross, and that includes right here today on the line. So let's welcome him in. Hey, Ross, how's it going, man?
Wobby, I am doing great. Busy day, though. Today, it just so happened my producer was traveling, so I recorded the College Draft with Dane Brugler talking about Kyler Murray and some combine snubs. And I had Warren Sharp on the Fantasy Feast talking about lessons learned with Evan Silva and me from the fantasy season. And then Steve Fezzik and Dave Mason were on the Even Money podcast, kind of recapping the Super Bowl from the house perspective, and also how you can take a look at potentially wagering on the Alliance of American Football, if you are so inclined. Well, that seems pretty rough. I don't know those teams well enough to do that myself.
I know, but I think some people would say, "Oh, I don't know anything about it. Perfect. Maybe that increases my chances." You know, I mean, I don't know. I think you could have, you know.
Yeah, maybe the less you know, the better you do. I can see that.
I think so. That's what happens with some March Madness brackets from time to time, you know. So, I don't know. Maybe that's a good thing. All right, let's talk some football. Gary Kubiak, Kevin Stefanski, Kirk Cousins, Rick Dennison, Ross, these are names that are going to figure prominently into how the Vikings conduct business on the offensive side of the ball. And there's going to be a lot of focus on that for Vikings fans, Ross, particularly as it relates to the offensive line. So I'm wondering if you could maybe give us your viewpoint or your opinion about what things are going to look like for the Vikings offense, particularly when it comes to the offensive line, style of play, and what you expect to see from a Gary Kubiak, Kevin Stefanski, Rick Dennison-led offense.
So I really do think that it is the perfect fit. And I feel like I need to be a little hesitant, Wobby, because last year I was really bullish on the Vikings, as you know. Mm-hmm. I thought they were going to go to the Super Bowl. Yeah, you know, I thought they had a really good team in 2017. I thought they had a better quarterback coming back. I thought they had a lot of talent. You know, I don't think anyone could have foreseen what happened on the O-line with the injuries. And then certainly, you know, what happened with Tony Sperano, who, as we've talked before, is the guy that brought me into the NFL back in 2001 and a guy I just love. So, you know, I think that that really hurt the team. And I think if you look, these guys are designed, especially O'Neal and Elflein and Easton and Rife, I think that they are designed to be in a zone-blocking scheme, which is one reason why I think they didn't like some of the guys they could have drafted last year, like a Will Hernandez or whatever. I think that they wanted guys that they felt like could really move. Well, now you bring in Gary Kubiak and Rick Dennison, two of the guys that were there basically day one in Denver when they were able to put in some of these schemes, you know, back with John Elway and Alex Gibbs and Mike Shanahan. And so I love the fit of Dennison and Kubiak with the pieces they already have in place in the offensive line, because that's what Sperano was trying to build, and that's what he thought these guys, this group of guys that he has, could do well. And then you combine that with it being Cousins' background when he came into the league with Mike and Kyle Shanahan, and they drafted him for this system, and the familiarity that he has with the system, I just feel like that is a really, really good match.
Yeah, that's good to hear. I want to spin it forward and talk about the running back position and how the running game fits with what you just talked about with the offensive line. We have Dalvin Cook, who I think we would both agree is going to be pretty good. It is pretty good, and will keep getting better. We had Latavius Murray, but he's scheduled to be a free agent. So I don't know if it'll be Latavius or not, but tell me what type of back you think is a good complement for Dalvin Cook in this running scheme that the Vikings will have.
Well, they like guys, and you hear the expression all the time, but they like guys that are one-cut runners, mm-hmm. right? Guys that will go ahead and, you know, they put their foot in the ground and they get upfield immediately. And that's pretty much what they have. I think with Dalvin Cook, I think he's a good fit for that. I think that they, my guess, just knowing their background a little bit, is that they will go and get a situation where it's probably a draft pick and it's probably a middle round pick. They might even like Mike Boone enough, you know, to think that he can be that guy, but they're going to want to get another guy in the mix too. I know, you know, they'll easily get, there's a lot of guys that are mid round picks, maybe like a Miles Sanders at Penn State, that I think that they are going to believe are a good fit for a one cut and get downhill. They've had so many guys, Kubiak and those guys, Olandis Gary and Mike Anderson over the years. My guess is they'll draft one, maybe even two. Mm-hmm. Denver did that a few years ago. They drafted a couple of them. So then you have Cook, you got a couple young guys, because sometimes the one guy figures it out faster than the other. I wouldn't expect it to be a high pick. I'd expect it to be between third and sixth round, maybe third and seventh, And I wouldn't be surprised if they take two of them.
Yeah, and we can listen to your college draft podcast here in the next couple of weeks or months to figure out who might be some good fits aside from the names you mentioned, and we will do that. Lastly, though, Ross, Anthony Barr also set to become a free agent. So, you know, from your, I know that you cover the league and observe the league, offense and defense, but when you played, you were an offensive lineman. So, from the standpoint of an offensive player, specifically one whose job it is to block defenders, walk me through Anthony Barr, the type of player he is, what he means to the Vikings defense, and then if he's not re-signed, what the Vikings might try to do as a next step.
So he's extremely rare from what I've seen because he's a guy that played on the line of scrimmage at UCLA that made a successful transition to an off-the-ball linebacker in the NFL. The problem is, you know, at his size and with his skill set, teams are getting are doing a better and better job of finding a way to get him singled up in coverage matchups that are not his strength. Mm-hmm. So I actually think he'll end up going elsewhere unless they decided to say, you know what, we'll have Anthony be an off-the-ball backer in regular down and distance and then have him rush off the edge in sub and maybe move on from Everson Griffin as a result, which I guess is a possibility. I just don't see it. I think he goes elsewhere. I think he goes somewhere where they use him like I just described, either as a 4-3 Sam who's rushes on obvious passing downs or maybe even a 3-4 outside backer.
Will be interesting to see how it unfolds. We'll start to get a beat on all of that, Ross, at the Combine. Will you be in Indianapolis this year?
I will not. No, darn. I will not be at the Combine. I've only ever been there once, actually. Okay. But, yeah, it's great to always see everybody, but I feel like I saw most of the people at the Super Bowl, so I don't need to see him a month later.
Well, then we're going to run you down at the draft because we shared an Uber ride back to our hotel after the draft last year in Dallas, after we just picked Mike Hughes, so that was exciting. We got to talk to you about that. So we'll find a time to run into you down the line. And Vikings fans listening, by the way, I mean Ross, you're looking at all the teams in the league, all 32. But you dropped a Mike Boone reference. So if anyone's wondering if Ross is paying attention or not, he just mentioned like our third running back on the roster. So you've obviously got your eye on everything, man.
Please do, yeah. Check out the podcast, especially if you're in a fantasy or gambling. You can check out Fantasy Feast, Even Money. I appreciate it, Mike.
You bet. Ross Tucker on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL. You can catch up with Ross there as well. Thanks a lot for your time, man. You're busy, and you gave us a few minutes, so we appreciate it.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Take care.